The problem with doing good right now is that you're competing with being entertained. And I think that's the harshest reality for, the social good sector. If you're a charity, a university, a foundation, you aren't just fighting for donations against other charities.
No, not at all.
You are fighting for attention against Netflix, against TikTok, the breaking news cycle, the latest viral meme.
It's what marketing psychologists call mental availability. And right now, the entertainment giants, they have it. The social good sector, for the most part, just doesn't.
So today, we're looking at a collision that might, well, that might just change that whole equation. We're looking at the ecosystem of Blackbaud.
The giant.
The massive software giant behind the social good sector.
Yeah.
And we're seeing what happens when you plug a very specific piece of infrastructure into it, the Auto Content API.
And just to be clear for you listening, right off the bat, this isn't about using ChatGPT to write a slightly better email or to fix your grammar.
Yeah.
This is about industrial scale content infrastructure.
Industrial is the key word there. But before we get to the solution, I really want to nail down the scale of the players here. Because Blackbaud isn't, some small startup working out of a garage.
Oh, far from it. I mean, Blackbaud is essentially the operating system for social good.
The OS.
Exactly. We're talking about a user base in over 100 countries. Their systems process something like $100 billion in raised or invested funds annually.
Wow.
If you've paid tuition to a private school or donated to a hospital or supported a major NGO, your data has probably moved through Blackbaud's pipes at some point.
So they have the user base, they have the data. But the sources we're looking at today highlight this. This critical production bottleneck that these organizations face. Why can't they just, hire a few interns to post on Instagram and call it a day?
Because the game has totally changed. To be relevant today, you need to be omnichannel.
Right.
You can't just send a quarterly newsletter and expect people to care anymore. You need a podcast for the commute, a YouTube short for the lunch break, a blog for the evening read.
And social posts to fill all the gaps in between.
All the gaps. And the sources break down the traditional cost of that. To run a proper media operation, not just a scrappy one, you generally need four distinct teams.
Editorial, audio, video, and social.
Right. And the math is just brutal. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode can run you anywhere from $100 to
$15,000. $15,000 for one episode.
Depending on how polished you want it, a single short-form video, maybe $50 to $300.
Yeah.
So if you were at a local animal shelter or even a mid-sized university using Blackbaud, you physically cannot afford to produce enough content to stay top of mind.
You're priced out of the attention economy before you even start.
That's the crux of it. The barrier isn't distribution anymore.
No, posting on Spotify or YouTube is free.
Right, it's free. The barrier is production capacity.
Okay, so enter the Auto Content API. The source material describes its approach as API first. Talk to me about what that actually means in this context, because API is usually where you lose people.
It is. But it's a structural shift. It means they've decoupled the idea from the execution. In a traditional workflow, a human has an idea, and then a human has to record, edit, mix, and publish.
Which is linear. One step after the other.
Totally linear. The Auto Content API turns it into a parallel process. You provide the raw data, a text file, a URL, a PDF, and the machine handles the transformation into multimedia.
And this is where the economics get really interesting. The sources claim a logarithmic shift in cost. I usually get skeptical when I see terms like that, but the numbers here are stark.
It is a collapse in pricing. A total collapse. Because you aren't paying for human studio time, the cost of a podcast episode drops to somewhere between 10 and 200 credits.
And in real money, that's what?
Yeah, it's about 10 cents to 2 euros. A video is roughly 4 euros.
That's hard to wrap your head around. You're telling me a nonprofit could produce 5 different podcasts for 5 different donor segments for the price of a latte?
Yes. It moves the constraint from budget to strategy. You can afford to fail. You can afford to be niche.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate for a second. Cheap content is often just spam.
It can be, yeah.
We've all seen the garbage AI articles flooding the web. If I'm a Blackbaud user, a serious foundation, I don't want to flood my donors with junk. The sources mentioned a concept called unlocking trapped value. Is that the quality control mechanism?
It is, and this is probably the strongest use case for the Blackbaud audience. Think about what these organizations actually do.
They do research.
They do deep research. They write impact reports. They have 50-page PDFs on water scarcity or cancer research.
Which, let's be honest, nobody reads. I mean, maybe other researchers read them, but the average donor isn't reading a PDF on their phone while waiting for the bus.
Correct. It's dry data, it's valuable, it's authoritative, but it's dense. The Auto Content API has an ingestion layer that is designed to take that dense material and restructure it.
So it doesn't just summarize it?
No, it's much more than that. It can turn a PDF into a dynamic two-person dialogue between AI agents.
So, kind of a radio show format?
Very similar to what we're doing right now. Or it can turn it into a video script or a whole series of LinkedIn posts. The sources compare this to Google's Notebook LM, which has been getting a lot of hype recently.
Right. I've used Notebook LM. It's impressive, but it's a manual tool. I have to go to the website, upload my file, wait for it.
Right. It's a consumer tool. Auto Content is positioning itself as the enterprise alternative. It's designed to run in the background. You could literally set up a workflow where every time a researcher drops a PDF into a specific SharePoint folder,
the system just picks it up.
The API wakes up, reads it, generates a Science Update podcast episode, and pushes it to Apple Podcasts. No human intervention required.
That transforms the archive from a storage unit into a broadcast tower. But there's a human element here I want to challenge. In the nonprofit world, that personal connection is everything. Donors give to people, not just causes. If everything's automated, do you lose that soul?
That's a valid fear, but the technology offers a workaround called voice cloning. The sources call this the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox?
Everyone wants to hear from the executive director, but the director is way too busy to record daily updates.
So you clone the director.
You build a professional voice model once. Then the marketing team can generate thank you messages or mission updates in the director's actual voice. And the source material emphasizes that these models are now steady and believable.
So let's imagine a scenario. I donate $50 to a disaster relief fund. Mm. 5 minutes later, I get a voice note on WhatsApp from the CEO saying, hey, thanks for the $50. Here's exactly where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the director's voice, but they didn't actually record it.
Precisely. It creates a scale of intimacy that just wasn't possible before. You get a thank you from the boss, not from an intern. And for the Blackbaud ecosystem, where stewardship is everything, that is a massive lever.
Let's shift gears to speed. Because mental availability isn't just about being there. It's about being there when it matters. The sources talk about something called newsjacking.
Which is a terrible name for a standard marketing strategy. It just means injecting your brand into a breaking news cycle.
Which is usually high risk and high effort.
Especially for a nonprofit. Let's say a hurricane hits. People are searching right now for how to help. In the old model, by the time you approve a script, hire a video editor and render the file.
The news cycle has moved on. You missed the donation moment.
You missed it completely. The Auto Content API changes the loop. It connects to real-time data feeds like X formerly Twitter or Reddit to detect the trend. It then triggers a deep research step to find your organization's specific history in that region.
Like, what did we do in the last hurricane?
Exactly that. And it generates a script.
And then makes the video.
Yes. It can generate a vertical video using stock footage or AI avatars explaining your relief efforts. The sources say this entire loop from event detection to published video can happen in about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So while the social media manager is still waking up and getting their coffee, the organization already has authoritative content live in the feed.
That's the power of automation. And it brings up this other idea, the faceless channel concept.
Okay, this is the AI avatar thing. I've seen these. Some are good. Some are a little uncanny valley.
They are getting better very, very rapidly. But think about the testing capability it gives you. Because the video costs 90% less than traditional production, a charity can create 5 variations a day.
Oh, interesting.
Different avatars, different scripts, different emotional tones. They can actually test what triggers a donation.
So you're A/B testing the narrative itself, not just the color of the donate button.
Exactly. You can't do that if you're paying a video crew $3,000 a day. You have to guess right the first time. With this, you can let the data decide which story truly resonates.
I want to pivot now to a specific sector of Blackbaud's clients, education. Universities and K-12 schools. The sources mentioned a specific pain point they have called thin content.
And it is an SEO nightmare. If you look at a university website, it has thousands of pages. Financial aid, campus safety, Department of Geology, student housing. Most of those pages are just walls of text.
And Google hates walls of text.
Google hates them. And let's be real, 17-year-old applicants don't read them. The strategy here is using the API to crawl the site and generate a 60 to 90 second explainer video for every single URL.
Wait, wait, every URL. A university might have 5,000 pages. That sounds a complete overkill.
It sounds like overkill to a human producer, sure. But to an API, it's just a batch job. It's just a command. And the sources cite a stat that embedding video increases dwell time.
How long a user stays on the page.
Right. And higher dwell time makes the page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
So it's not just about looking cool. It's about discoverability. It's pure SEO.
It's about winning the search result. If a parent searches financial aid for private school Chicago and your page has a helpful video while the competitor just has a PDF form,
yeah,
you win the lead.
The sources also mention programmatic SEO. This feels like the advanced version of the same strategy.
It is. So imagine you want to rank for best engineering program. That's hard. But you also want to rank for best engineering program in Dallas, in Austin, in Houston.
And normally you just copy-paste the text and change the city name, which looks spammy, and Google penalizes you for duplicate content.
Exactly. With the Auto Content API, you can generate unique multimedia assets for each of those keywords. A unique audio intro, a unique video segment, specifically tailored to that city using local data points. You aren't spamming, you are flooding the zone with genuinely distinct content.
It's hyper-localization at a scale a human team would just burn out trying to achieve.
Completely. And speaking of scale, we have to talk about the language barrier. Blackbot is global, but most nonprofits only produce content in their home language.
Which leaves a lot of money on the table, a lot of potential donors.
For sure. The API supports over 50 languages, but the workflow is what's really impressive. It doesn't just translate the text, it resynthesizes it.
Meaning what?
Meaning it takes an English fundraising appeal, translates it, and then generates a Spanish audio track or a Japanese video voiceover.
So you're not just reading subtitles. You're hearing the message in your own language.
We're hearing it. It instantly multiplies your total addressable market. If you're a global relief organization, you don't need to hire content teams in 50 countries to have a local voice in 50 countries. You can run it all from headquarters, but sound local everywhere.
That leads us to the final and honestly the most sci-fi part of the source material. This idea of the agentic web. I keep hearing this term. What does it actually mean for charity?
It means we are moving toward a web where humans aren't the only ones reading your content anymore.
Right.
AI agents like ChatGPT, Perplexity, or Siri are reading it for us.
So if I ask Siri, who is the best charity for clean water? Siri's the one browsing the web to find the answer.
Exactly. And AI agents, they prefer structured data. They like JSON files, FAQs, clean formatting. They struggle with messy PDFs or disorganized blogs. The Auto Content API outputs this structured data automatically.
So it's basically organizing your mission so the machines can understand it.
Think of it like a library card catalog. If your book isn't in the catalog, the librarian, in this case, the AI, can't find it. The API ensures your card is filled out perfectly. The sources also mention audio indexing. Search engines are starting to listen to podcasts to index the content inside them.
So by turning your text blog into a podcast, you're actually making the text more findable.
Yes. You're creating more surface area for the algorithms to grab onto. If the answer to a donor's question is hidden in paragraph 40 of a text document, the AI might miss it. If it's the topic of a 3-minute audio segment with structured tags, the AI finds it.
It's fascinating how technical this all gets. We started talking about social good and we ended up at JSON files. But I guess that's the reality of modern distribution.
It is. The mission is human, but the delivery mechanism is digital.
So let's pull all this together. We asked at the top, what happens when Blackbot meets the Auto Content Engine?
I think it's a marriage of who and how. Blackbot has the who, the donors, the history, the data. Auto Content provides the how, the engine, to reach those people at a scale that was, well, previously impossible.
It solves the capacity problem. But I want to leave you, the listener, with a thought here. The sources paint a picture of content becoming effectively free, near zero cost.
It democratizes production, yes.
But here's the catch. If production is free for the good guys, it's also free for the bad guys. It's free for scammers, for noise, for junk. If the world is flooded with automated media, does the volume strategy actually work? Or does the game shift to something else entirely?
I think the game shifts to trust.
That's my read on it, too. When the internet is just deafeningly noisy, a verified brand, an accredited university, a registered 501c3, that becomes a lighthouse.
The automation allows them to build the lighthouse, but the trust is what keeps the light on. If they abuse the automation to spam people, they lose that trust. If they use it to be helpful, transparent, and present, they win.
The question is, will they use this firepower to cut through the noise? Or just add to it? That's the billion-dollar question for the whole sector. Thanks for diving in with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll catch you on the next one.